বিশ্ব বাঙালির মিলন মোহনা লন্ডন শহরের ব্রিকলেন।
In this local poetry club, a group of Bangladeshis recite poems about their arrival from Sylhet in Bangladesh to London's East End. The reason why so many of them chose Tower Hamlets in particular was because of its cheap housing and easy access to the city centre. But today, that equation no longer adds up, as the area's economic transformation has driven rent prices up and poor families out. Shamsuddin Shams runs a Bengali cuisine restaurant on Brick Lane Street, known as the curry capital of Europe because of its famous curry shops. He says he can't afford to live in his area.
It's very difficult for us to survive. If you work whole life, you cannot make money for 10% down payment for the house. Just live in hell. Because if you're going to buy for a one-bedroom flat in this area, it's going to cost you £400,000. So if it's a 10% of £400,000, how much?
The response is £40,000, a price that is just too high for Shamsuddin and many other Bangladeshis like him. And after 30 years of employment, he can only afford to rent a council property. This is what's striking about Tower Hamlets, an area where wealth and poverty live side by side, with the glimmering tower blocks of a city's Canary Wharf on the one hand and the brick walls of council properties on the other. Bangladeshis like Moni feel left behind in the UK's economic recovery.
People want to come out from the suffocation, economical, financial suffocation, led by the Tory government. We are not for rich people, so we have to pay high fees for my children to go to the university.
Issues such as education, housing and the economy have dominated these elections. If on the national stage they've been important, they're even more so among working-class families here who bear the brunt of social inequality. Polls give Labour candidate Rashnara Ali a clear victory. She has a lot of support in the community and is determined to ensure this constituency comes back to Labour.
The income levels are very unequal. This is the most unequal borough in the country. My constituency is sandwiched between the City of London and Canary Wharf, so the richest square miles on the planet are here on either side of my constituency. And so we have a huge amount of wealth and opportunity here and huge amounts of poverty.
The first Bangladeshi to become a Labour MP, Rashnara Ali, has overcome racial barriers to appeal to all voters and seems unaffected by the recent corruption scandal involving Tower Hamlets' former mayor, Lutfur Rahman, who was sacked on charges of fraud and using religious intimidation to win votes. The case has polarised the Bangladeshi community, says Ansar Ahmed Ullah from Swadinata Trust, a Bangladeshi heritage association.
All you have to do is just look at the other mainstream political parties and you'll find lots of people of different faith and different ethnic background who are in those parties. So what he's saying, if that was the case, then everybody would be with him. And of course, that's not the case. Though majority did vote for him, but I think they were taken for a ride. He has very cleverly used those sentiments of being Bengali and Muslim.
Rashnara Ali, however, has avoided the trap of ethnic politics, says Professor Tony Travers from the London School of Economics.
She has sought to act as a moderating influence on the complex politics of Tower Hamlets. But you have to say that the underlying difficulties in Tower Hamlets politics can be traced back, if not to her, but to the Labour Party of which she is a representative, which in a sense allowed factions to build up within its own membership locally, which it simply didn't sort out.
If she wins on May the 7th, she'll have a long list of challenges to tackle, reuniting the Bangladeshi community and ensuring that the benefits of economic growth are shared will be the most important. For RFI, Christina Rokello in East London.